Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the EG3 podcast. My name is Eddie Greer, coming to you from a cold Kansas City, Missouri. I'm recording this on Monday morning. This is January 26, 2026. Thank you for so much for tuning in this episode. I'm very surprised I have not gotten the date, or at least the year, wrong in any of these shows, whether it's this one or my other podcast, the K-State podcast over there. Yes, I'm going to go ahead and say it now, so get it out of the way. The Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports. That's my daily podcast over here. But I'm over here on this side of the podcast, Ding Coin, the EG3 podcast, running sports, and our report comes across his desk in Kansas City, Missouri. This probably, obviously, recording this on Monday, so the same day it's supposed to come out. So I figured, you know, jump on here for a little bit and give, we're going to talk about the AFC and NFC championship games, the Giants move, and give you just a short update on training. It's the very first time listening to this podcast. Thanks so much again for tuning in to this episode as it is right now. So I'm looking at my phone right now. -3. I repeat, -3 in KC, at least up over here on this side of the KC metro area up north where yours truly is residing at. Yeah, so I'm going to give us just a brief update real quick what's going on, at least on our training front of New York City half. Oh, man. Yeah, so dealing with this cold. Obviously, I've only left this, confines once. And, yeah, the roads don't look good. Snowpack for right now. At least these roads are over here. I don't know at the time of this podcast, because I'm about to hop on 435 here in a little bit for the first time since Friday. Yeah, since Friday. So you probably know where I'm going with this. And the sort of, you want to call it, irritating energy or injury bug with this left hip. Actually for right now, it's gone away since I left work Friday. Honestly, I don't know what's gonna happen today. We'll see what that's gonna be, a whole nother story there as well today, because you know these neighborhoods. I don't know what these towns in HS Manhattan or Kansas City or Wamego. Sorry, I'm throwing a little apple on the bus. I'm sorry, but I've seen this way too many times out there that, oh, the roads don't get clean enough in here. And they don't. They don't. And for once, and I got to give it, whoever cleans off, takes the time, right, to clean off the sidewalks in my area, at least the sidewalks. I didn't even see that happen in Manhattan. Sorry. It's what it is. But whoever crew takes time to come around these parts of the apartment complexes, right, and gets the snow off the sidewalks, and even takes a little bit off the driveway. Well, I did a lot of the driveway work this morning, and unfortunately, came up lame. On my lower back started hurting all this when I came up some 20 minutes later. Yep, started to feel that. I felt that more than in that irritating hip. So that was very alarming. So again, I'm talking about yesterday. I ain't talking about today yet. Actually, so far, I'm able to move around a lot better than I was yesterday. That sucked. So monitoring that, and did not get much. Well, probably for the first time in a long ass time since, you know, getting back into running. And maybe this is, I'm not trying to keep a streak or anything like that. And maybe it's probably for the best, anyways. Again, trying to think about down the road, hopefully, that, this hip has been bothering me since probably. Obviously from last fall, half marathon, train block, you know, all this other stuff. It's continuing. It really jumped out, not this past Thursday, but last Thursday. That really was alarming there. So really trying to take maybe a couple steps back a little bit there and try not to get too crazy with this winter, with this run in the winter time. Yeah, sure. I'm gonna have to rely on obviously experience and all that other stuff, because look, when I got, I wasn't worried about the pace, the fact, just getting in. Just worry about the pace. Obviously, you practice on pacing and whatnot nowadays, right? But yeah, just we're gonna have to just, I'm gonna have to rely on that, because obviously now all my mindset now is getting to the start line. At this point, you hear athletes, whether it's professional or even just the everyday working two jobs and whatnot, that the fact that, all right, you know, we got to get to the start line. That right now is the mindset right now. Get to the start line. Anything can happen. I think that my goal has flipped. So yeah, just get to, and I still don't have no time goal. So I'm not holding any pressure. This is just crazy. But yeah. Yeah, so that it's been, honestly, yeah, it's been frustrating. Frustrating not getting out there in these temps. And if I was obviously back in the other heyday, you know, I'd be out there trying to get at least a 5K in. This way, I'm like, I'm just at this point trying to get back healthy, if anything, right now. So, but yes, I did get the long run. But the main thing, I did get the long run in on Thursday before in between the group run in North Kansas City. So that was just coming off of an 8-mile run a few days prior. And yes, for those that don't know, just got done, pretty much all the country got done with this winter storm. So that's why I made the decision, you know what? I'm not glad I did that, because that was huge. That was huge getting that in there. So there's that. I know it's only 9. I mean, to me, it's still not really long, but at the end of the day, it is. So I am, well, hopeful to get at least get all these runs done. I had to record this podcast. I decided, obviously, not to run this morning, obviously, with the negative temps flowing around here in the Kansas City metro area. Like I just told you, it's, according to my Samsung, it is -3 right now, sitting here recording this podcast, the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer III here, or another this podcast. So that's where I'm at with that. Trying to take care of myself, and doesn't help when another thing pops on top of that. So lately, over the weekend, didn't feel no hip pain. So that's good. That's very good on that, on either front. Now, again, I have a job where, again, you're not sitting in front of a computer, whatnot, chilling out, looking at Facebook, whatnot. I'm out there busting ass in this cold weather, lifting stuff, mailing, again, going around neighborhoods, wherever I'm at for the day, doing all of that, having to use my legs and all that. So yeah, that's a workout in itself right there. So you got that going on too as well. It's just crazy. And then you have to turn around. It's like, okay, what do you have to do to survive the next run, right? So that's where I'm at with all of that. Yeah, yeah, it definitely sucks. I can tell you, it definitely not a good start. Not a good start. But I probably, for the first time in a long time, I didn't run either on a Saturday or a Sunday. Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy, given all the miles I accumulated really over the last 3-4 years now. So that, unless it was a race, but yeah, not to run on Saturday or Sunday. Now, I did walk yesterday, and I didn't feel the pain there, but, talking about coming up lame, shoveling snow, unfortunately. Yeah, so I'll have to keep, I'm monitoring it, especially today, so I don't know what's going to happen today, so we'll see what happens. I come out here and see what I can do to help out. I don't want to be the hold up there as well, but yeah, we'll just keep an eye on it there, and we're gonna go things as planned here, because I haven't ran since Friday when, again, in the caves, luckily. And I heard this right when I tried to pick up speed, because I felt good in the caves, actually, which is a rarity, because, I mean, you can't really accumulate how fast you're really going, because the air is just different down there. It's just that you're underground. Talking about, I know there's a couple of caves. There's a Subtropolis not too far away from here. And, of course, well, it's a little further away than the Parkville Caves that are much a tad closer. So that's the plan today. Go in there and try it out. Try it out for a little bit. Hopefully, get some mileage in today. So that's going to have to be an hour, because I am scheduled today for the recording of this podcast here on a Monday morning, 6 to 7. That is the goal. And I am pretty curious how I'm going to feel after I get off work here. So I'm going to tough this out, see what happens. But yeah, man, so that's kind of what it is right now. So there's that, leading all roads lead to New York City. It's been quite interesting week, probably, in quite a bit for this guy here talking to y'all here in Kansas City, Missouri. So that's just an update on that. And obviously no racing, nope, and probably not no speed work for a while. But I can't see here. I'm not concerned. Because again, my mindset is totally focused. Shit, we're totally focused. Need to get focused. Totally shifted. All right, how do you get to the start line? Find a way. EG3, you find a way. Just find a way to get there. We'll see. Because all that's gonna change with adrenaline and whatnot. But yeah, we'll just have to see and see what happens. See what happens from there. But yeah, definitely frustrating. Frustrating. But again, this is January, folks, that I'm sitting here. So, you see, we all still have a ways to go in a year. So, we just can't go out here and, yeah, just, all right, we're just going to keep on keeping on. I'm just trying to be smart and try to get stronger. I think the main thing is kind of just rest up, I think. At least for me particularly, because we've been getting after it, and eventually, yeah, you get hurt, and then, yeah, you see people out here racing, injured. So I throw myself in there, in that crowd, too. There's a big-ass crowd. I'll throw myself in there, too, for that matter. But, yeah, I've gotten away from that. It's like, it's not good, especially we have all the rest of the year ahead of you, right? So you just don't want to put that in jeopardy. You just got to think about your health, safety first, and that's all that matters right now. So again, the miles will come eventually, just not right now. And I'll steal a page from somebody that said was obviously a tad faster than me, saying that he ain't gonna go too crazy, at least in this stretch of this winter weather, because I'm not too crazy about it. I don't know, but last couple of years we've been going crazy in this winter weather, but yeah. So when you got the rest of the year to get some miles in, so there's just an update on that here. At this point I don't even know what week I'm on right now. All I'm in is trying to build back miles in. We'll just have to see. But yeah, I feel okay. I actually feel okay right now, better than I was yesterday. But I'm just sitting around in front of a mic. That might change in 8-7 hours from now. We'll see about that. EG3 podcast, New York City training update. Yours truly in the middle of trying to get to the start line there, which obviously March. We'll see how epic that's going to be. We have to take care of other business here this week. We just got to try to take this thing one day at a time. We'll just get through today one day at a time, right? So there's that. John Harbaugh goes from New York City half training to the New York Giants. How about that transition? John Harbaugh, who got fired, which again, I was surprised by that. Look, that man, John Harbaugh, all that man's done is taking y'all, the Baltimore Ravens, his former employee, to the playoffs. And that's all he done. And then obviously, it wasn't his fault that the kicker missed the kick, because unfortunately, after all that, Lamar Jackson, and funny enough, I'm going to get to Sam Darnold in a little bit, but there is something interesting on what I just found out from one of the other Syllable podcasts. Shout out RG3. Yeah, so Yeah, John Harbaugh, all he's done is gotten Baltimore to the playoffs year after year, and they miss it thanks to a wide right kick, or wide left, whatever, one of the two. I forgot by now, but bottom line is they lost to the Steelers, and then the Steelers went on and crapped the bed against the Texans in another playoff game for them, which led to the coaching moves that happened, that turn on those organizations there as well. But John Harbaugh, I want to stick with him for this episode. He's going to New York Giants. That was already, that looked to me, I got to be honest, I was so surprised by this one. Yeah, all the cards to take. Yes, I'll get the Kevin Stefanski in another episode. Not this episode. But John Harbaugh, yeah, going to New York Giants. Pair it up now with another quarterback. Just got done with his rookie season. And he, speaking of health, not thinking about himself. You know, you have all this career ahead of you, Jackson Dart. And everybody's telling you, you got to cut it back. You got to cut it back some. You got to cut it back a little bit, right? Concussion here, getting hurt here. Obviously, that 1-2 punch, Bo Scadaboo, who I'm familiar with, his time at Arizona State, because K-State played them a couple of years ago and whatnot. Times in the Big 12 and all of that. It's just, you know. So, yeah, there's pieces there, and they got a nice wide receiver, so there's pieces there. Obviously, got a good D-line. Now, I don't know how their contracts, whatnot, working are at. You just drafted, Carter, Penn State. You had Brian Burns. He was second in the league in sacks. there's pieces there. I gave it that, but I question that. I question that decision there as well. So, if Jackson Dart can be a little smarter with his decision making. Now, yes, I know he loves to run the football. I get it. I understand that. But again, I just sat here, talked about my health situation right now, which has been, honestly, I've been blessed, to still be running. And yes, it's irritating. And I've mentioned this to the meeting with Coach. Lately, anyways, it's been frustrating. This is the most frustrated I've ever been. Because, of course, you get into your first ever lottery ever. And unless you get lucky and hit it 3-4 times, 5 times, right? But again, first time hitting the lottery for a big event. And, of course, you get injured. or your injury is getting worse. One or two. We're gonna take B for that example there, right? So at some point you're gonna cut it back. Otherwise, you're gonna be sitting in the sideline for months. And nobody wants that. I know I said that on here previously. You're gonna be sitting in either this podcast or the other podcast. Okay, right? So look, it's all about taking care of yourself at this point. You gotta think ahead. Long-term, Jackson Dart, long-term, right? You just can't just throw your body in there. And we've seen some hard-ass hits on Dart in the first year, him being out. And if you're going to be the franchise, you got to be thinking long-term, maybe. You want to get to the playoffs like these teams, and try to make a run, like a Rams team or a New England Patriots that's going to the Super Bowl. We'll get to that here in a minute, the cap off the Rapids podcast. If you want to make a run down the line somewhere, have an opportunity to play in the postseason, you got to be available. You got to be available for your teammates, your fans, right? You just can't. Yeah, it just been too close of a call, So, but yeah, I was a little surprised when John Harbaugh chose the Giants when he had other options out there, and which included the Atlanta Falcons at the time. So. Yeah, man, so that's one of the coaching moves that is now checked off the list there. And so really, since then, there's been a couple other moves, but we're not going to get into that. We're not going to get into that right now, obviously, because I don't have time. My time is limited here tonight, here this morning on this podcast. So I just wanted to touch briefly on that. So, yeah, John Harbaugh, one of the fury of head coaching moves in the NFL. John Harbaugh got, now, again, in my opinion, I would have just agreed to terms to release to not come back instead of fire the guy. But hey, I'm not in the front office, so I don't make those type of moves. I'm not in the office or any of these 32 teams' office. So there's that for you on that move. But yeah, so John Harbaugh now head coach of New York Giants, and as they look to get back to the playoffs next year. Meanwhile, speaking of playoffs, the Super Bowl 60 is now set, ladies and gentlemen, is now set. New England Patriots and a Seattle Seahawks rematch. We got a rematch, just like I told one of my buddies at one of the run groups last week. So I called that one. I didn't make a prediction on this show, but I did make a prediction with one of my buddies in one of the run clubs that I was at last week. Particularly downtown Kansas City. The other one was in North KC. But I made this one in downtown Kansas City. I wanted to see the Patriots in the I'm blanking out in the Seahawks, and that's what we're getting. And the rematch of I don't know what number. All these Super Bowls are all stirred up together now, where Seahawks was at the 1 yard line. We all know what happened there at the 1 yard line. I don't need to tell y'all about that. Y'all know what happened there, and the decision that should have been made, obviously, there as well. But yeah, so we're getting this is a whole different cast of characters, different coaches now on each side. But first off, yeah, that Patriots Broncos AFC Championship game, that was a defensive ugly slot fest there. I was sold on Bo Nix before. Even if Bo Nix is on there, I don't think they won still. I would still pick the Patriots to win anyway. Still, when that stadium, Mile High Stadium, turned from clear to snow on the ground, like I'm seeing currently right now, packed snow everywhere around these streets in Kansas City, Missouri, at least on my end of the spectrum anyway. Patriots going to win this game. Stidham, yeah, he got off to an okay start, threw that touchdown pass to Sutton. I'm like, okay, all right, Jared Stidham, all right, baby, we got something cooking. Nope. And the game changed there when he got sloppy with the football. There, that was clearly back late second quarter, Jared Stidham holding the ball too long. You knew the Patriots were going to pressure him all day long. And speaking of making runs, Mike Vrabel, who I forgot, didn't even coach. Yeah, he didn't even coach last year. How did anybody miss that? I'm calling out everybody. How did anybody, including the Patriots. Scratch that one in the head there from on the bench. I talked about being benched already with these injuries today. Speaking of being benched, yeah, Mike Vrabel being benched, comes back out of being benched, and leaves his the team that he used to play for all those years and won Super Bowls, comes back. He now leads the New England Patriots back to the promised land, and we'll see if they finish the deal off in 2 weeks there in Santa Clara. Home of the San Francisco 49ers in Super Bowl 60. Wow. Drake May getting it done. Yeah, that was ugly. But hey, you got to score points, more points than the other team. That's what matters at this point in any playoffs. You got to score more than the other team, right? And that's what they did. Stephon Diggs put it pretty simplified that. Is it for Stephon Diggs? This is going to be his first time in a big dance, baby. Because he's been through it all. I know there's a lot of people on that team making that first. Drake May, Hunter Henry, the list goes on from there. There are going to be obviously a lot of first-timers. And I've said the word capitalize on this show, and I'm going to continue to say it as long as we got a shot to get to the start line. I stand by that. Still got a good shot to get the start line. Just right now, taking a step back just a little bit. But look, you got to capitalize on the opportunity because you work your ass off. Both teams, Seattle escaped in the arms of the Rams. That was a good game. Best of the two last night in part 3 of the trilogy lived up to its billing. There, and special teams. I'll get to that in a second. But yeah, man, capitalize, right? Got to capitalize on the opportunity, right? So we're going to see which team, again, in 2 weeks is going to be able to do that, right? Because one team, both teams can't win. Both teams cannot win the Super Bowl. One team has to win and the other team has to lose. They just have to lose. So unfortunately. So, and we talked about this, man. I mean, when you get to a certain point, the opportunity is out there. You got to capitalize. And for Sean McVay, yeah, he was devastated. Now, he didn't sound devastated, but yeah, by the tone of his voice, was devastated. And why? Because, look, again, you're on these runs where, all right, we're making this run. We get by the Bears. We beat, who they beat? They beat the Panthers in the wild card round. Get by that. And all of these were good games and the Rams were involved with, right? This run, all right, we got a shot. We got our opportunity. And it comes to an end. You're disappointed. You're disappointed there because you don't know when you're going to get back. It's hard. National Football League, Major League Baseball, NBA, college basketball, March Madness. I can't even throw in the older version of the NASCAR playoffs. I just talked about the new version of the playoffs, which is back to the original playoffs. That's an episode I recorded that's up on the feed now. If you're a big NASCAR fan, go check that out. And that's a whole separate episode. And where I'll be doing those sparsely throughout, that's the plan throughout the year. So if you're a big NASCAR fan, you want to make sure you subscribe to this podcast, like it, to learn about time update content weekly. Y'all be notified about it. This is the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer for a few minutes on the show here. It's going to be a short show. I know, but we got a lot in already. Talked about my update so far leading up to this half marathon. It's been an interesting one. I can say that, but we're going to get through it. We're going to get through it here. It's been frustrating there. So there's that. We talked about one of the coaching moves. Speaking of EG3, all things, all roads to New York. The New York Giants hired John Harbaugh 2 weeks ago now. So there's that. And we're talking about the championship Sunday games were on opposite ends of the spectrum. The Patriots won ugly, but again, took advantage of a backup quarterback, which I still think if Bo Nix was in there, I would put the Patriots anyway to win. So the Patriots took care of business there. Silence Mile High Stadium and a wild thriller in part three of the trilogy of the between the Los Angeles Rams and the Seattle Seahawks there. Seattle Seahawks hold on and go back to the Super Bowl since playing the New England Patriots. So, yeah, this is what I want to see. This is what I want to see. We're going to get it. Either you like it or not, we're going to get it there as well. But, again, you have to capitalize on that. And I talked about Lamar Jackson earlier on the show. This was brought up by my other friend with syllables, RG3, Robert Griffin III, Baylor quarterback. Did he win the Heisman? I thought, yeah, he won a former Heisman winner. He played in the league for the Washington Commanders and Baltimore Ravens, for that matter. So how about that? Baltimore Ravens episode here on this podcast tonight, today. But anyways, yeah, so he brought up Sam Darnold on his podcast and... Now that Sam Darnold has gotten his team past the Rams again, he has a chance to win a Super Bowl. Then remember, we all forget that Sam Darnold was drafted top five in the league years ago. And there's been a lot of haters on Sam Darnold. And I probably put myself in that big bubble too, for that matter. But again, all Sam Darnold has done in the last particularly two seasons now between Minnesota and Seattle, win football games. Play well, win football games. That's all this man's done. Sons the haters. Go out there. Do what you mind your own business. Between Jefferson and Smith and Jigba, right? All he does is win games. Throw the ball, weapons, does what it has to do, and that is That is what we all should be doing, right? And but we all are different individuals. We all don't do that, right? We all have personalities, right? But I'm a fan of individuals just going out there and handling business. Just go out there and handle your business. No matter what, you play good, you have a good game, you have a good race, and you can have a bad race. Just like any of the athletes out here. You can have a very good football game, and next, you can suck. Right? It's just this teeter-totter. Sam Darnold, all this man's done is win football games, man. That's all he's done. And now, he's led Seattle Seahawks to the Super Bowl, and I'm pretty sure other national media, media people out there will still dog this guy. That's all this guy's done. What, a 14-2 record last year, something like that? Yeah, they had that. Yeah, they self-destructed down the stretch, Minnesota Vikings and all that. And they were competing for the number one seed. And then, of course, they lost to the Lions and all that. And then, of course, we know what happened to them. This year, again, redemption in a ways, really, for Sam Darnold. Gets the number one seed and rides it to the promised land. The Super Bowl 60. that's the type of individuals I like. Just go out there, handle your business. Don't cause any trouble. Stay out of trouble. Don't be a clown and do all this other stuff. No. Just go out and handle your business, no matter what it is, no matter what's -5 degrees, what it is right now here in KC, or 40 degrees out west in Seattle. Just go out there and handle your business. Go out there and handle it, and that's what I can respect it, man. I can respect that. And he can go out there. And RG3 said that he can be the first. Because remember, he was drafted. Yeah, that was a little refresher for me when I saw that. Sandor was drafted 3rd. I don't know what year it was. Sorry, I don't have that. I don't have that information for y'all. But I do know, he was drafted 3rd in the league years ago now. And he can have a chance to get a ring. Then one of the names popped up. Baker Mayfield. Yep, that's a whole real conversation on him. I'm gonna hold back on Baker Mayfield right now, but you have a chance. He has a chance to get a ring before Baker Mayfield. The Josh Rosen was in that conversation. But yeah, he disappeared out of the league a long time ago now. And another key name in this here, Lamar Jackson. That is crazy, man. That's crazy. Yeah. So yeah, that's funny, man. And Joe Burrow too, for that matter. Joe Burrow's gotten to the Super Bowl and lost. Again, I talk about opportunities lately on the show. You gotta capitalize when you have an opportunity, because you don't know. You can be dealing with injuries. Obviously, not because I'm sort of injured a little bit, but again, you don't know. You gotta capitalize on the year you could have. If you're having a great season and all that, again, you know, that's the fear factor. You just don't know when these nagging, irritating things, or unfortunately these injuries come up. You can't predict the future. You just cannot. But what you can do is control what you're in right now. And you got to capitalize on the situation at hand. You cannot. I mean, for Joe Burrow, I mean, that Super Bowl went down to the wire. And of course, the Rams won it in their own stadium a few years ago. But Sam Darnold now is going to have the opportunity to get a ring first before Baker Mayfield or Lamar Jackson, or you throw Joe Burrow in that mix as well. Crazy stuff, man. That's crazy. That's crazy. You sit here thinking about that. But Sam Darnold's worked his ass off, man. He's been down the dumps before, and now he's one win away from being top of the world in the NFL. It's crazy, man. Crazy. Ride these roller coaster swings. If you stay with it long enough, you're going to get rewarded. You're going to get rewarded. So Sam Darnold, it's for him, redemption story. Because, yeah, number one seed a year ago and lost out on number one seed, which could have been a different story for the Minnesota Vikings had they gotten it. Couldn't get it. Right? And all pummeled in the playoffs, right? We know that story there. And then here, hold on to when, yeah, Sam Darnold, and speaking of being hurt, keep this theme rolling here on this show. Eddie Greer III, EG3 Pod rolls on here as we're about to wrap this up here on this Monday, January 26, 2026. This will come out here later on this tonight as we have our episodes roll out on Monday. So, all right, I've caught a theme here recording on Mondays when the same day the podcast comes out. So, I guess we're on a roll there. But, yeah, man, so, yeah, congratulations to those organizations. Again, yeah, the Patriots are back. Yes, sorry, folks. I can't control that. The New England Patriots are back in the Super Bowl while, yeah, see, I knew that was going to happen. And then you have the Seahawks, excuse me, back in the big show for the fourth time. It feels like they've been in there lately anyways, but yeah, man, so I think it's going to be another classic. I just believe that there as well. You got some key characters in their first big dance, and again, who's going to capitalize on that big moment in the biggest stage of the National Football League? Who's going to capitalize on that? We'll see about that. Who's going to capitalize on their moment in 2 weeks, and we'll obviously recap it, and another Super Bowl is going to go down in less than a month, the Daytona 500. I mentioned this on the show several times now, including that episode when I recorded the playoff format. Again, check that out. The episode is out on the EG3 feed, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Daytona 500 in a few weeks. So you got that going on. And when the Daytona 500 arrives, that just means 1 month till New York City half. For me, the following month, hopefully. So yeah, man, it's all about getting the start line at this point. There, I know it's still out there, but as I'm sitting here right now currently, I feel okay. I feel actually better than I did yesterday. But again, that could definitely change in the next 7 hours when I leave, when I wrap this up, in between wrapping this up, getting to work, at work, and we'll see how I'm feeling after work, after the fact there as well. So yeah, definitely frustrating, but hey, we got to stay in the moment, one day at a time. We're going to get through it. We're all going to get through this frigid ass cold weather. Supposed to be still cold in Kansas City most of the week. Yes, but at least the good part is the winter storm is behind us now, and we can focus on getting the roads a little bit better around here. So yeah, it's gonna have to be definitely cave this week. Hopefully by Thursday, hopefully the roads will be looking a little better. We'll have to play it by ear. Tomorrow I'm just gonna play it by ear as well, because I don't know how downtown is right now. besides looking at the news. But anyway, so there's that. But hope everyone stays safe during the winter storm. The winter storm is definitely behind us. The latest one is behind us now, and we can try to put one foot in front of the other. How about that? The EG3 podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. We are free and available weekly. Again, iTunes, Spotify, iTunes, Google, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast on your podcasting platforms there as well. We come at you every Monday night with episodes there as well. And of course, we'll have, if there's bonus, I'll record those on Sundays. I'll get those out on Sundays. But really, on the main episodes will be on Mondays. Obviously, we started that in January, so we're going to keep that theme going. And I've been recording on Mondays. So there's that as well. But yeah, so thank you so much again for your support of this podcast as we're trying to get through a little bit of a frustrating rough patch here, if you will, here. Hopefully we'll be able to do that by the end of the week and move forward, put the left foot in front of the right foot, and then, yeah, we'll just keep on team and get better. But yeah, man, everything is looking up a little bit better than yesterday so far, and hopefully that trend can continue here throughout this Monday and throughout the rest of y'all week as we are entering in to late January. This is the last week of the month already. Crazy. So last week of the month of January, here as we start the new year of 2026, Ladies and gentlemen, we have made it to the finish line yet again on another episode of the EG3 Podcast. Appreciate y'all again for listening to the latest episode of the show. Eddie Greer III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you guys again for tuning in. Make sure if you're our friend or of the host or you love what you're listening to, definitely hit the subscribe button and tell others about the EG3 Podcast. We'll talk to y'all next week. We out.